now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's a Football Friday in the loop, and Sean Pendergast has once again deduced who is on the show.
Yeah.
It is John Lopez, myself, Reginald Attitude, and Byron Matthews in for Figgy Fig, a triumphant Figgy Fig who is doing a very adult thing.
Yes.
Moving into his new home.
Yes,
and
he
so,
is.
And so send all the love that you possibly can to our man who is
thoughts
battling.
And prayers.
He is battling through one of the worst days of adulthood, which is moving.
Yeah. You will hear that again.
You will absolutely hear that again. But while he is doing that, he assured me that he'll be tapping in with the show as well.
Okay.
Because you got to
on that Odyssey
Friday.
App.
On that Odyssey app, you can also do it on the YouTube.
Or that's, maybe his refrigerator.
Yeah, the new fancy refrigerator.
Yeah.
He might put the YouTube on there as yeah. I wake up, and as soon as I wake up, I put my phone on, listen to Payne and Pendergast on the YouTube. That is Sports Radio 610. There's 610 Houston on Twitch, also where you can get at us. But always, always, always text in and let us know what you're thinking on the text line, 713-572-4610. Let's get this thing popping. Can the Texans win a shootout? Because
yeah.
I think we're getting to a place where in evaluating what this game looks like, as we will do all the way through the show and mm-hmm. we'll continue all the way through the day on Sports Radio 610, the possibility of a shootout is very evident. You got a couple of big-time quarterbacks. In a year where quarterbacking has been down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
these guys have been very good. I think you have 12 touchdowns in the last four games on the other side when it comes to Jordan Love. Like, throwing the football a lot. And, I mean, we already know here
yeah.
how much of the load that C.J. Stroud has carried with this offense. Is it possible and is it likely, in fact, that this ends up being a shootout? And if so, are the Texans a game for that type of game?
It's going to be a shootout. In fact, I haven't bet on the Texans all year long. I am betting on the over, and it's
Ooh.
A pretty big over, 47 and a half, I believe.
Wait, hold on, before you do this.
Yeah.
What are your bona fides as gambling man, as better man? Because this is the thing. I mm-hmm. love the people that are like, this is my lock or what have you, no shade to Team Mill, because Team Mill gets some wins, right?
Yeah,
he
does.
He moves some units, as they like to say. But with that being the case, I want to know your bona fides before we start listening
I've
to your
I've got two this
advice.
Week,
okay.
and I'm going to dig in for more. Jets. Jets are going to cover 2.5 at Pittsburgh. As good a coach as Mike Tomlin is, I think it's going to be a bleep show.
Okay.
And Russell Wilson's going to crash and burn, and players are already saying they wish that the decision hadn't happened. I like that, and I like the over. I think it's going to be a shootout.
Those seem reasonable.
I think it's going to be a shootout.
I also
in
don't
Green
know
Bay.
Things, though. So.
It's okay, but I appreciate the support. Look. And here's why. They're a reason. Okay, why do you think it's going to be a shootout? Texans have the number, was it 3, defense or whatever it is. Look, Texans are without 5 starters from last week. Yes, they're bringing in on the defensive side. Lassiter, we can go through them. Lassiter, Fotokasi, Mario Edwards, Azeez Al-Shaair, and Henry To'oto'o. 5 starters on your defense probably are not going to play. So there's one, you know. And Jimmy Ward, maybe 6.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Ward. So that right there tells you, Ooh, Jordan Love, that running game. They're gonna move the ball on the Texans. As much as I hate to say it, I mean, this is what we're here for, right? The secondary took a hit. Interior defense took a hit. And I'm not sure. The other part of that, I'm not sure Texans fans have an appreciation for just how good Jaden Reed has been as a receiver. That dude is a stud. He is a stud.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing about the way that their offense is built. I think they have a particular one where there's not a number one wide receiver that comes to mind.
Romeo Dobbs is right there with
them. They got a lot of fast guys, right? They got a lot of dudes with great speed, including Christian Watson, who's like, what, 6'4 or something, mm-hmm. and ran like a 4'3 something nonsense.
Yeah.
He's had some drop issues last year, but, you know, he's still like, he's a big fast guy. You mentioned Romeo Dobbs mm-hmm. and, of course, Jaden Reed. None of those guys, I think, you point to as like, oh, that is the guy that you shift your game plan
around.
But all of them are decidedly good options for a quarterback. And I think that kind of overlays nicely, unfortunately for your Texans, with what this defense is, where we've talked about this defensive backfield. Mm-hmm. We talked about this secondary. You've got a guy in Derek Stingley that at least at times, I think a lot of people will look at him as borderline, if not shut down safety.
Yeah.
Or not safety, cornerback, right? Like, he has that kind of high level play.
Mm-hmm.
He is that level player. Cool. Outside of that, especially without Kamari Lassiter, who has held his own, like especially without the veteran mm-hmm. savvy that Jimmy Ward brings to the table, you have a lot of guys who I don't know that you feel incredible about every single guy having any kind of matchup.
Yeah.
And so a day like that for Matt LaFleur calling the offense and the quarterback, Jordan Love, they can now attack different parts of what you have. Like, yep. It ends up being not necessarily about strengths, but in that way, kind of about weaknesses when you get to this, to a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's potential to pick at the weaknesses in this defense, which could allow them to throw the
ball. Not only that, they have maybe the best young tight end in the NFL right now.
Tucker Kraft. And that's considering that they lost Luke Musgrave, right? Like, exactly. That guy's another good tight end that they typically have that you don't have to see this.
You'll know these names by Sunday, folks. They're really good. And that doesn't mean I think the Texans are going to get run out. I'll explain why I think it's going to be a shootout from the Texans' perspective. But keep in mind, you know, as good as Neville Hewitt has been, as much as you expect from the other linebacker, Jake...
Hanson.
I don't know why I drew a blank there, but they can't cover. That's their weak point, you know. So the tight end Tucker Kraft behind those linebackers with maybe a safety covering him, the Packers are going to score a lot of points. Now, oh no, you're saying the Texans are going to lose? No, I'm saying it's going to be a shootout, because keep in mind the Packers defense is 25th in passing yards per game.
Yeah, and one of the things that's interesting is also because of missing Nico Collins, it seems like in situations, we talked about Xavier Hutchinson coming in, it seems like they'll kind of use a little bit of two tight end sets in maybe what they're doing here as well, where mm-hmm. you make sure you get Schultz and Stover on the field at times. And even if they don't do that, kind of you'll see some condensed kind of sets as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if that will allow them to kind of tighten the field and then utilize and allow Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell to get off in their regard, right? And get different personnel groupings on the field defensively for the Packers and then go and utilize the speed that you have and the capabilities to take advantage of them. So I do think that there's a possibility of having that happen as well. And I continue to wait. And I always feel bad about this because, I feel like I'm accentuating the negative in ways that I probably don't always want to. But I'm still feel like I'm holding on for this offense to play at a way that is like
all the
way up to the standard that we know that they are capable of simply with all of the pieces that they have and with some of the things that we've already seen.
No, yeah, and that's why I think, you know, with them ranking in yards per game 25th, the C.J. Stroud and those receivers are going to have a chance. And while the Packers are good against the run, Mixon and Pierce are both going to be healthy. And the line, if you listen to Bobby Slowick, is coming off a good game as well.
Yeah, it's always, anytime you get a good player back, you know, it's always helpful for sure. I would say he made some really good plays in that game and would love to see that continue every game if we could. But the other thing that really jumped off in the last game was we really blocked well up front. You know, we had great intent. We were on the details of what we had to do. We were moving people that we needed to move. And that's New England's historically a very tough scheme. And our guys up front did a really good job to give Joe and Damian some daylight.
It's gonna be a shootout.
Yeah,
By the way, to answer your first question, Texans can absolutely win a shootout because of those things I just said. But also, shootouts tend to come down to who's the most clutch quarterback. Well, these are two good ones, so I think it's kind of a toss up there. You know, last possession kind of thing or fourth quarter kind of thing. I like CJ Stroud's odds.
And then on top of that, right, you then come back around, and one of the things that I listed as kind of a possible benefit for the Packers could in some ways be viewed as an advantage for the Texans late in games, which is sometimes a game comes down to y'all know where we're going, we know where we're going, what y'all going to do about it. And if you look at pass catching-wise, who constitutes that the most in the entirety of this game,
mm-hmm.
does that not sound a lot like what Stephon Diggs is?
Yes.
Like, why you go and get that guy even in the absence of Nico Collins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could easily see a situation as I fantasize about this game where you're in a late game situation, you need to go get down the field, and Stephon Diggs, by hook or by crook, no matter what the coverage is, gets himself in a great play. We've seen him run incredible routes. We've mm-hmm. seen him find his way to being open no matter what else is happening. I think that is obviously a huge benefit in what happens here. And that allows me to ask this question here, Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe Stephon Diggs in what he says here?
And that is?
So Stephon Diggs obviously he's been around the league and he's had other instances and other relationships, other battles, so on and so forth in this league.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I hope you do. we were just talking about this. The idea of the battle that is, or the beef that was between...
Is.
Okay.
Is
we'll take from the audio. Stephon Diggs and Jaire Alexander. Clearly, they were in-division rivals for a period of time when Stephon Diggs was in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then even a couple years ago, you saw a level of battle between them when Diggs was in Buffalo.
He's a little boy.
we could play that audio too. But Stephon Diggs was asked about this and like, does he look forward to competing with Jaire Alexander?
I can say yeah, but it's no different than I approach any other week. I'm not going out there trying to prove nothing. I ain't trying to prove each and every other week, every play, every day. You know, try to earn it during the week in practice. You know, get on the same pace as my quarterback. I don't really get into all that extra shit.
Yeah,
except he does. Except he does, as video evidence would show you. It does mean a little more. But here's the thing: I'm not worried about Stephon Diggs. I think these are the moments that he always tends to live for. I think he's going to be fine. And now that he is truly, sort of leading the way as a receiver, I think he's going to have a terrific game. Now that I'm not worried about. For me, certain players have to step up though for this to be the kind of shootout that can lead to the Texans winning. I really believe the Texans won't win this game unless Dalton Schultz steps up.
Has to. That's one of the places that's kind of beautiful in this game because the Packers have had a weakness there. That's one of the matchup situations that's great here. The Packers have not covered tight ends, opposing tight ends well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this ends up being a wonderful opportunity for, I guess, some level of redemption. And maybe, I know some people have said maybe it's been overstated, the drops, because there was one that you really point to that was his fault. I personally agree, at least, that interception that was in the end zone was less upon him than it was upon your quarterback in that instance. And you know, CJ's going to take responsibility for those things regardless of if it is fully his fault or not. If he has some level of hand in it, he's going to accept responsibility for it in the maturity that he shows.
Yeah.
But Dalton Schultz, I think we can easily at least say that this does not feel like he has fully been able to get into what's happening, even if you just look at the statistics or the, you know, the caliber or the quality of play using the eyes test.
This presents
an opportunity to kind of get into that flow early.
My thing with Dalton Schultz is even if you just eliminate the drops or supposed drops, he still needs to step up. Like forget last week. You know, just his up and down nature, this season. Even if you forget the drops, I feel in this game, with this opponent, on the road, with that quarterback and that offense, Dalton Schultz has to step up. I also feel, and this sounds a little bit, maybe a little counterintuitive because he's been more than fine, but I think Tank Dell, needs to maybe make that big, big Tank Dell play that we've seen, that game-breaking type play that he's been close on. A couple of times. Well, these are the games where you got to be more than close. You got to make that big play that breaks the game open. And then the last one for me, we thought it was going to happen last week. But I think you have to have Xavier Hutchinson make some plays. I'm not talking seven catches. But, with Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell and, getting all that attention, Xavier Hutchinson has to do something. Has to have some plays that move the sticks or something like that.
I think that's interesting. I think I'm less on the Xavier Hutchinson, not saying that he was going to be completely ignored from this, but as far as like how important it is to all of this, and I mean, I don't want to overstate that portion of it, but like, yeah, I would like him to make some plays, but I'm still leaning more towards like the Dalton Schultz of it, especially when you consider last week. It felt like they tried to go deep with him a little bit more than I was particularly expecting. So I'm with you there. Tank Dell, I gave you kind of the EPA efficiency stats of how he has been significantly reduced from what he is last year. And of course, you don't need efficiency stats to tell that. Anybody who watched a little bit of football this year can kind of see the difference in distinction in the ways in which there's clearly more on the bone for him. I think those are the places where you talk about the players that are stars and players that are, significant role players. Those are the guys that you expect to kind of show up. Plus, the reason why I don't lean too heavily on Xavier Hutchinson is I think that if you can get more of a balanced run game-wise, which Bobby Slowick spoke to as you play to, I think that will help you a lot as well, being able to tote that ball. And then the explosive play possibility and potential that Joe Mixon brings with his individual brilliance paired on top of the good blocking that I think happened last week, if you return that, I think that will be plenty to give your offense more of the illustrious look that we expect from them and maybe more than what we've seen from them.
Yeah, on these guys, especially Hutchinson and to a lesser degree Schultz, I'm not expecting for them to have those that huge game. What I'm expecting is to be an option, and that's what they need, is to be an option to keep a drive alive or something along those lines, and that's where I think they need to step up. The other thing about this game, why Texans fans, it might be one of those where you're you go from oh no to yes, 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 because I could easily see, you know, just back and forth and getting down two scores and then catching up. And then, you know, this is going to be a fun game. I mean, it's going to be a fun game. Just everything points to it.
Yeah. One more thing I'll mention when it comes to the shootout aspect of this is if you're throwing the ball a lot and if you're getting, you know, those deep shots that I know CJ loves to uncork, understanding that this is a turnover defense that you're going up against.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to ignore the defenses within this, right? That's a team that has turned the ball over very well over the last, I mean, for the start of the season entirely. Are you capable or are you
to
keep yours? And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Can you be that turnover defense that we're hoping, especially with all the moving pieces that you are
making? And we saw some hints of that already recently. If they become, we talked about it on Monday, if they become a defense that all of a sudden starts getting these turnovers in bunches, as we talked about Will Anderson getting sacks in bunches, if they start getting that, then it changes. The other thing that I think kind of feeds into the whole shootout aspect, perfect weather.
Like, oh yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, what a blessing
sunny,
that you get to have them
here. 70s
week 7 as opposed to like week 17 is just such a blessing.
Perfect.
I can't imagine. I really do hate the notion of like football weather. I understand that that's something
I do too.
That a lot of people. I'm just like, no, give me the opportunity and the conditions that allow these dudes to play the highest level of football. I don't want to see this muck and mess just because they out here slipping and sliding and running to each other. Yeah, no, I'd rather see them play in this environment. And of course, that's great for this offense.
Yeah, football weather is 50s and 60s to me. Not 20s and snow. that's football weather to me, but
the
this is gonna be fun.
Really excited for that as we get going here on a Football Friday in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Of course, always get involved on the text line 713-572-4610, where someone asked, you think it's good that they get to see more of these guys early in the season? Hanson, Ross, Khalil Davis, Settle, those kind of guys. Could you maybe see it in that perspective
in this game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because nothing is going to be a real surprise for them, except, you know, how much are you going to get out of, and we'll talk about this today and we'll talk about it on Monday, I'm sure, what you're going to get out of Danico Autry, you know. So, yeah, I think it does help having that experience.
Yeah. I know that Matt Burke kind of talked a lot about that a lot as well, the defense coordinator. So we'll get that maybe in about an hour here in the Loop. But coming up next, what a night of sports, or was it? What did you take part in? What did you enjoy? Let's revisit some of that as we keep going in the Loop.